Blog Talk Radio.
The European Central Bank, they aren't even being coy about it anymore. They're not just printing euros, giving the euros to the banks, and then letting it trickle into the sovereign paper market through banks. He's not even being cute about it anymore. The European Central Bank is now buying euros and buying sovereign bonds.
If you can hear the in the chat room,
I can't do that. I was just keeping my volume off.
Hoot and Holler. I'm Bill.
I'm Chad.
I'm Lonnie.
And we're all sitting here, just been one of them fine days. You just can't believe the things that you hear and that pop up. The latest little catastrophe with the health care law. People who are signing up are getting registered as sex offenders. It's a glitch. We have another word for it here in Indiana. It rhymes with glitch, but it starts with a B and
yeah.
Well, now, well, I was going to say it's a bitch.
It is. you got to figure, I mean, you look at all the websites out here, huge websites, controls, tech, you know, so much stuff. We hired out this healthcare website to a Canadian company that's being sued in Canada, I believe, over the same crap, malfunctions and this and that, using 10-year-old technology. And if anything, I've learned from being around and raising kids is technology just jumps by leaps and bounds.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, how many years ago was it when we were all, the kid wanted a Nintendo? Hell, now Nintendo's so far back in the past and
well,
so far behind in technology.
When I was a teenager, the Ataris, you know what I'm saying, we was around.
I remember ping pong.
Ping pong. Now they got MP3. Well, what do you call them? You got Nintendo, PlayStation,
yeah.
Nintendo 64s. You got all kinds.
Yeah, Rod, it costs a little over $600 million, and you've had
40.
And you've had professionals say that they could have done it for $1 million with the what they did, as well as this was conceived and put together. Again, we got a big screw in. Seems to be, you know, we all know how the government is. We've seen that with their buying of toilet seats and stuff. They pay 10 times, 100 times what we in the public pay, but yet we are the ones paying. And that's the craziness of it all. And, yeah, they're big oil deal. Supposedly found this huge oil deposit, and it's pretty much going to put the Middle East out of business and around our area. But that's if they let them go after them.
Oh, yeah.
It's like today I hear them talking about, well, the weather is due to how much they have cut back on carbon emissions.
Yeah.
What crap. They're trying to say 3% when it was scientifically proven that they couldn't increase or decrease the world's temperature.
Mm-hmm.
Over a 100-year period by 1% even. So they're trying to say in the last 5 years they've decreased the world's carbon emissions by 3%.
Oh.
It's like $1 billion a day business right now. You got to figure who's making that $1 billion a day.
Oh yeah.
It is those people invested in the carbon exchanges, the Al Gores, the Valerie Jarretts. There's Republicans in there. There's Democrats in there, and there's all wackos in there. But it's about, you know, it's just like the health care law. Everything is done under the guise of this or the guise of that. The health care law is actually a control law under the guise of health care.
That's
my opinion. A lot of people wouldn't, you know, some people would disagree with that. But if you actually have read all the work through that bill and stuff, you can't come to any other conclusion.
Well, I don't like paying for 2 years without any benefit on it.
Well, I kind of agree with Ron. Plant more trees and stuff. That's 90% of the oxygen.
Hey, I planted 25 of them today.
You got people out there that have no concept that plants are what produces oxygen.
Yeah.
That plants need carbon dioxide.
Right. Everything is based on carbon.
So the whole thing about the global warming or cooling or whatever is directly related to the solar. That would be the sun. And there is nothing man can do to control the sun.
Yeah, I like it. Okay.
I've seen that, but it's really not a good candidate for full fuel production when there's other things. To be honest with you, you can make more gallons of fuel out of hemp per acre than you could algae.
Al Gore is, I agree.
Well, they still probably won't let that pass.
Well, no, that's growing it. That's hemp and marijuana are two different things.
I was seeing on my TV.
You don't smoke hemp and get off.
I was seeing on my TV when they were wanting to plant hemp farms and stuff down there.
In Kentucky, they're doing it.
Well, the government came in and shut that down.
Well, now they're doing it in Kentucky. They do it in Europe already. They use it. It's
known anything. It's big time. You know, things shutting it down because they can't make any profit off of it.
Well, that's it. They can't make a profit if they can't control it so much, the government. But the true thing is it would hurt industries like the big plastic industries and
yeah.
The rubber industries and a lot of these, and they're biodegradable. anything you would make out of it would be biodegradable, unlike plastic.
Plastic just stays in the ground.
But the as a fuel, it makes more sense to me to use hemp than it does to use soybeans or corn, which are grain to feed animals, livestock and stuff, which feed us.
Does.
And we're going to head into a period here where we're going to see a big, big, and I hate to say it, but a big pushback on food because...
I believe it.
Maybe not so much our country, but they're still trying. If you look at the new farm bill and read it, those who grow natural, you know, treat natural sources to fertilize and to as a pesticide instead of using chemicals and stuff.
But the bad thing
they're going to outlaw their farms.
The bad thing is the government ain't even going to read that bill, the farm bill. They'll have to pass that first before they can read it.
I am
so sick
from
of
the
that.
Kind of math they do, their scientific outlooks and stuff. I have come to the conclusion that going to Harvard or Yale or one of these places means you're still going to be stupid.
Oh yeah,
it's all about money. That's all that is. That's privilege. It's nothing about education. These people cannot even understand the basic terms, the basic meanings of the word illegal.
Oh no.
And therefore, where we're at, we've got two parties that both are self-serving to themselves and to each other. I mean, they play us against each other, both of them.
I'm not racist. They can come over to this country. That is fine.
Well, I might be a racist if I wasn't colorblind.
I like that. But come over here right. Don't come into our country. You know what I'm saying? Want to change our government or change our ways or change our God. Or anything like that. I mean, that's why you came to this country. You came here to be free. And the way you want
to
change it.
To be free, I understand. That means I won't get in your business. You don't get into my business. But when you try to take over and control my life and make me live your style, then we got a problem.
That's wrong.
Then we got a problem.
Then you might as well have not even left your own country. You might as well have stayed where you got to.
I tutored a couple of guys in school in math that went to Harvard.
Heck, I argue with my niece over the weekend because about different languages. You want to come to this country, that's fine. But try to learn our language. I mean, come on. I'm sick of going in gas station stores and everything like that. And you can hear them all talking. You have no clue what they're talking about.
Well, you know, I'll go in there, and if they're speaking Spanish, I'll speak Korean or Russian at them and give them a look, you know, that they end up walking away from me like I'm crazy or something.
One of the 17-year-old girls, she works at Walmart because she even brung that up to me right after I said something. She's like, it scares me sometimes because they'll give you looks and stuff like that. And she says, I can't understand what they're saying.
You better look out. Because
understand pesos and dollars.
From what I'm understanding today, the Supreme Court ruled that illegals have the right to vote.
And I'm not just talking about Mexicans.
Now think about that.
I'm talking about all.
How in the world could you say that someone who's illegally here, broke the law in coming here and stuff, has a legal right to vote in a country they're not even a citizen of?
Yeah.
Yeah, the IRS improperly paid out $110 billion in tax credits. Oh, ain't that nice. They also let $82 billion, something like that, or is it $8.2 billion, go to illegals who were fraudulently. And when there was a bill put in front of the Senate that would have stopped it, Harry Reid refused to bring it up for a vote. He blocked it. So he's just the same as aiding and abetting in tax fraud.
Well, I will say that.
But we look at Charlie Rangel and how many times he's been caught for tax fraud, and he's still sitting in Congress, and that just blows my mind.
That woman that Wednesday night, the government, they were warned. God warned them.
Yeah, you're talking about the lady, the stenographer, and all this and that. They'll play that off as they will anything else. I actually saw one today that Russia actually burned down a mosque.
Wow.
Yeah, Russia's cracking down on illegal aliens in their country and on Islam. Oddly, we're in a country that's just giving them and catering to them. Right. Although there are seven states now that have outlawed Sharia law in the United States, in their state. It should be outlawed in the United States. The Sharia law and the Constitution are not compatible. It's just ridiculous that you're doing.
Well, you see how Obama
and now the new talk. Now the new talk is a one world religion. Where have we heard this before? About they're trying to make a one world religion.
Oh yeah.
Have we not heard or read about this somewhere else? Guys, come on. I mean,
we have.
And here we are. It's like they're trying to fulfill biblical prophecy by the things they do. Or they're just too stupid to realize what they're doing is fulfilling the prophecies.
Well, they won't be too stupid when God comes back and their knees will bow.
One thing they are. They are deceivers. If you listened to Ron's show last night, and I did some checking into some things today, and it's as bad or worse than what Ron was projecting last night.
I caught some
financial collapse. The dollar collapsing, especially, where you're going to have a wheelbarrow full of it to buy a gallon of milk.
Yep. And what is bringing more people going to be? That's going to be more problem.
Well, you got 90 million plus,
sale.
90 million plus people not working. You've got 16-year-olds in high school who are dropping out of school, but they can't find work because there's none. Why ain't there none? Because the work they normally would have been doing is being done by someone who's here illegally.
Mm-hmm.
And someone who's invested in either housing that plays to them,
well, that
or invested in businesses that employed them.
But we do have some lazy people what just doesn't want to work.
What it tells you is you have a lot of people holding power in this country from the local levels up that would sell you out in a heartbeat to pad their own pocket.
True.
Insider investing, insider trading. But we're hearing these stories the last few days about the slush fund deals both political parties are using campaign slush funds to benefit their own people. They're also using their own family members in their campaigns and paying them ridiculous salaries.
Salaries, what I don't even make in a year, 2 years.
Well, a lot of people don't make that in 10 years.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And then you know that they pad their own wealth using their insider information they have on businesses and this and that because they pretty much have say on what businesses are going to come into the area. That's why you'll see the Chamber of Commerce out there promotes illegal immigration. They do that because you can go to Seymour, Indiana, and you can look at the Chamber of Commerce and members, the board, whatever, and see how many of these investments are invested in businesses that cater to illegals. They are best invested in housing that caters to the illegals. Let me explain how that works. I have a friend in Seymour. At one of the apartment buildings there, he owned it. And he flat out told me how it worked. He could rent out a room for $400 a month to a family of four Hispanics, illegals, and then charge $50 for each extra person that stayed in there.
12 or 15
a week. So if he's got there's 20 people living in there, so 16 of those 20 people are paying him $50 a week to be there that he's not reporting, he's not paying taxes on. That's the kind of things that goes on with this. And that's why you see the elitists of both political parties pushing for amnesty. It also helps to destroy this culture so they can mold a culture to their desire. A culture that is totally compliant with everything they do, where the one world religion will be worshiping the government, the collective.
That's one thing I won't ever do.
Well, we say that, but that's what it's coming to.
They can kill me. I will never.
We're moving in directions, and the problem is we have a large part of the populace that has no concept of what is truthfully going on. We know this.
Oh, yeah.
We know this when we go out in our daily lives and people start talking and somebody will say something and you'd be like, what?
I talk to bunches and bunches and bunches of people through the week. And some of them are so amazed on what's going on. And I give them facts and I even give them sites you can go look up the information. Yourself, you can see it yourself.
I volunteer.
And the government says, well, I didn't do that. It's like Agenda 21. Oh, well, I don't know what you're talking about. But it shows Pelosi and them on the floor talking about it.
Go back and look at that time. In 1992, I think it was, or 93, when it came on the House floor, and Pelosi brought it onto the House floor. Look at that vote and see how many voted then, who they were, and how many voted then for Agenda 21. And then realize that most of those that voted for Agenda 21 are still sitting there.
Yep. And all the time I was raised up, I was taught that what she said and what all of them saying, that's just lies.
Well, as a kid, I can remember my grandfather, local politician, came by, and my grandfather says, once they go enter politics, never expect the truth out of them again.
Well, so far I kind of agree with that.
And Grandpa kind of knew what he's talking about.
And then the ones what want to say something, what's all the truth, then you got the other one, the bad ones, ganging up on him, like Ted Cruz, you know what I'm saying? Ted Cruz, hey, cool. But then you got all them other Democrats and
we saw that
Republicans.
But you're seeing the same thing. You've seen the elite of the Republican Party come after Ron Paul.
Oh, yeah.
You've seen the Democratic Party come after Ron Paul.
Yep. And people wake up.
And now you're seeing the same thing with Ted Cruz and Mike Lee and others. And if Ron Paul was to jump out there, you can bet they'd be right back on him again.
They would. And just like this government shutdown, what just, you know what I'm saying, happened.
Say what you want. Ron Paul is right.
You say what you want. I know it wasn't the Tea Party that shut it down. It wasn't the Republicans that shut it down. It was Obama and the Democrats that shut the government down.
Don't you know the Tea Party is the most evil thing there ever was?
Yeah, because the only reason is because we won't let them get through.
Obama said that our founders wouldn't elect the Tea Party. He's not even smart enough to realize our founders were the Tea Party.
Yeah. Right now, all the founders is rolling over their graves seeing what the government and the president is doing.
See our country's debt, and it's talked about as if it doesn't really mean anything, but it does mean something. At my age, it's not gonna, it's gonna may hurt me before I die, but it's not me that's gonna hurt and suffer. It's the children. I gotta ask Americans. Is that truthfully how you feel about your children, that you would run up huge amounts of debt and saddle it on their shoulders, whereas by the time they're your age, they're going to be paying 90% of what they owe and what they earn in taxes? For every $100 they earn, there will be $10 they get to keep, if they get to keep that.
But you got to think.
But that's because we're letting them run this bill. We're letting them just keep increasing and increasing this debt. They're talking about, oh, my God, health care bill costs $6.2 trillion. Wake up, people. 11 million illegals, that's $6.3 trillion added right there. But we know that number's not right. We know that number's nowhere close. And you're looking at least double that 6.3 to 12.6 or maybe even tripling it all the way to $18.9 trillion. Wouldn't that be wild?
Oh, yeah.
$18.9 trillion on an amnesty in a country that has all its history only ran up $17 trillion, a little over $17 trillion in debt, you're going to more than double that in one whack.
Our history's been ruined.
Then you got to add in the total cost of health care. Then you got to add in all this extra spending they're going to be trying to do. And then you understand now that a pork spending or earmarks are nothing more than political bribes to the other politicians.
That's the only way the health care bill passed. It's because Obama and them bribed Republicans.
Look, McConnell just got his big bribe.
Well, so and it's all coming out. You can see it on the TV.
Half those guys got bribed when they signed the damn ceiling raise.
And nothing at all was taken out of it. The bill was the same way as it was at the beginning.
I mean, look at that one congressman we talked about. He got $9.7 million for his
bridge. I asked my father today. I said,
McConnell.
I said, let's think about this for a minute. If I'm in debt out my butt, am I going to go borrow more money to stay in it, or I'm going to manage my money where I could do something with that money that maybe help me out? No, I'm going to waste it on a bridge.
You're going to first start paying your debt down.
There's never no mentioning. They say that they cut debt here and there. And when you really look at what they do, it's like the recently, this, oh, well, we, the Republicans cut so many people out of the food stamp thing because they didn't give them as much money as they wanted. But they still increased it $30 million in spending.
Yep. Yeah.
So how did you cut anything if you still increased it by $30
billion? I agree, Ron. Rod, they did not cut anything.
They never do. They play smoke and mirrors with us. Like they think we're all ignorant, Ron.
Oh, yeah.
I'm amazed at how many in the government actually think all the people are as dumb as those that are walking around out here that couldn't tell you who the president is.
I talk to a lot of people, and a lot of them are pretty smart people. I would say probably.
Exactly, Ron. Less of an increase is all it is. It's still an increase.
Oh, yeah.
It's a game they play with us, and that's what it drives me mad because I'm a math guy. I'm into math, and I can't use assumed math because that's not even real math. That's guessing. And you don't guess with math. Math is a real thing, and it uses real numbers, and the real numbers do not match up to what everyone in our government would want you to believe. The real numbers are crushing. They are deafening. When you see the actual debt that every person in this country is responsible, their liability, whatever.
It keeps rising.
And they're talking about what it is today, but I can go to 2016 and look at it, and it's $56,000 more then than it is now. And it ain't going to do nothing but increases.
I'm not going
to live to pay that. So that means my children and my grandchildren are burdened with it. And I cannot go to my grave with that on my mind. It's eating at me. That my children and grandchildren and all the children and grandchildren of this country are going to suffer because of those today who believe they are entitled to have things that they don't want to work to earn. There's no money put back to pay nothing. Government borrowed from the Social Security Fund, never paid a dime of it back, not that it would have helped. But they took money from it and never put a dime of it back. Now they're doing the same thing with Medicare. They're going to take $500 billion from Medicare, and somehow it's going to decrease the Medicare debt. I'm sorry?
No, I didn't see that. I didn't see that for $5.6 billion payment for future retirement payments that defaulted.
Yeah. I know exactly where he's talking about in Detroit.
But wow.
And what was it going to do? You look at California. California's debt's going to come due, too.
Yeah.
And when they do, the rest of the states,
they're going
to
ask
to tell them, you made your bed, lay in it.
Yeah.
And we should be telling our federal people that and getting them out of there. You let someone sit in office too long and they become... You corrupt them by letting them be in office so long. You got to get them out of there. We can't keep having this mess.
I think they all need to go and get new good people in.
We destroyed our own manufacturing base with NAFTA and all that crap back then. I know I worked in the last independent gray iron foundry in the United States before it went under. And that was something that's just, you don't get that kind of stuff back because you're never going to be able to compete.
You know, we've been hoes for years. We've just been hoes worse since Obama's been in there.
Oh, yeah, Ron, well, there you go, the Postal Service.
Like my dad said today, he said, do you realize that...
Does Dianne Feinstein's husband get to sell all those that get closed? What's the deal there?
Do you guys realize, as my dad would say this morning, do you guys realize that we have been in debt since the Civil War?
Oh, yeah.
We've
just
never
not
got,
as
we've,
bad.
We've never got out of debt since the Civil War.
But not as bad.
We're just adding to the Civil War's debt.
Well, actually, it was World War. One of the World Wars cost us $30 billion, and we're still paying on it. All we've ever paid against it is the interest. We've never actually paid against it. We're still paying for it. But even with all that debt, it was $10 trillion something
when
Obama
took office.
It's over $17 trillion now. And you know, by looking at the debt clock going to 2016 on it, you know it's going to be at least $23, $4 trillion. If he don't spend one more, if not another dime is spent, it's going to be $23, $24 trillion by the time he leaves office.
He's wanting to borrow more.
That's true. The last time that the United States was out of debt was exactly that.
And who's going to be the stupid moron that actually loans him more money?
I watched some idiot on C-SPAN this morning from the Brooklyn Institute talking about the Tea Party, and we're all Jacksonians, he said, and this and that, and...
Caller 941, how are you tonight? Hello? Caller.
Yes. Caller.
Hey, Robert. Hey. I don't know your name that well, man. Sorry.
It's Robert.
Robert.
It's me.
It's you. Okay, I apologize.
We haven't been able to get him up here to Indiana, but I'm hearing Robert's not a very tall man. And... My son-in-law is not a very tall man. My father wasn't a tall man. My father was a very stocky man. He was built like a
tall, stocky.
You're 5'2"?
Yeah, I got to be in
the
height. I'm 5'6" or 5'9".
I'm 6'2".
I was 5'9".
Wow, that's the only time we were out of debt was in Andrew Jackson.
Yeah.
You say, were you talking about
advertising? If you had true people running the government that were actually looking out for the benefit of the people instead of their own wealth, their own paddings and stuff, you wouldn't be in the problems you've got today. But greed takes over once these guys get in office. You look at every one of them. You look at what their income was when they went into office, what their average income for a year was when they went into office, and then when they come out of office and say they're out of office 4 years, look at their income then.
Well, Bill, the reason why I called is I want to let you guys know that my cable bill went up from $130 to $155 a month. And it just dawned on me when President Obama said yesterday that the product is good, quote, almost as good as your cable bill and your cell phone bill. Buyer beware. And what's going to happen is they're going to raise your cable rates to pay for their cable and cable's health care. I just figured that out yesterday.
Oh, I live in a state, Robert, where our electricity, mainly 90% of it, comes from coal-fired plants, and we're looking at huge increases in our electricity, as was promised.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, that fossil fuel thing, Bill, was basically to replace the cap and trade bill. You know that, right? I mean, my God,
well,
Bill.
This is
such a scary.
It didn't really replace it. They had parts of it was there, but the cap and trade bill was still being implemented by the EPA. Have you not seen the thing where they're taking, you know, they want control over all water, even water pools?
Oh, yeah.
And dry up and stuff. That was in the cap and trade bill. I was screaming about this stuff.
I talked about that
in 2008 and 7 and 8. I was screaming about this cap and trade stuff. I'm one of them weirdos that actually reads this crap that they try to pass, and it just blew my mind how it was turned down in Congress and at the Congress level, but yet it was still implemented right around Congress through the EPA. How is that even legal?
I don't know anymore. I don't know how they get I don't know how they get away with this. I don't know how they get away with this crap.
No.
I really don't.
Nope.
I
Hello, Linda. How are you tonight?
Linda.
Hello.
Everything.
Oh, this is Ron.
Oh, I'm
Ron.
Sorry. Oh, man.
The man who accused me of being a racist last night.
Yeah, and you're in here trying to convince these guys you're 5'2". I told them you were only 4'2".
Oh, wow.
Oh, God.
You know, we talk about this health care bill, and I know it's important, and, you know, I think the thing is going to fall apart under its own weight. I really do.
Oh, I believe that wholeheartedly.
Well, they want to make...
Something I haven't heard anyone talk about, and of course we all know that this whole thing is going to be administered by the Internal Revenue Service. What do you think is going to happen when someone doesn't pay their hospital bill?
Well, I figure that's why the Internal Revenue Service got, was it $80 million for swap team stuff?
Oh, yeah. But I can promise you, if you have somebody that doesn't pay their medical bills now, they're going to take it out of your tax return at the end of the year. You mark my words.
Oh, yeah,
they're
going to do it automatic. There's not going to be no question about it. You're going to say, you know, like a lot of these people that's got kids and stuff, you know, they get $4,000 or $5,000. You pay that bill, you're going to see two, one, maybe even less.
Honestly,
you're going to have to pay your deductible. You're going to have to pay your deductibles up front because they're going to be like $3,000 to $5,000 or more.
Sandy's got a point.
Oh,
they can still take it out of your bank.
I mean, if you look at
I don't keep money in the bank, Sandy. As soon as it hits there, I take it out.
If you look at, let's say you're paying for a year, you know, $900 a month for 12 months plus a $5,000 or $6,000 deductible, you know, you're paying $20,000 before you even got the first little bit of health care covered by the insurance company. Okay.
That's not true.
But it still don't cover you for the first 2 years.
Yeah, but they're only offering a $1,000 deductible on each plan.
Oh no, Robert, that depends on the plan that you get. What you've got to understand is every state is different. Okay, you go up to the state of Kentucky, there are only two insurance companies available for you to purchase insurance from in the state of Kentucky. I would love to see an overlay of the U.S. map and see what states have what insurance companies available to purchase health care insurance from.
Now, last night, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Go ahead. Last night, I asked a question on the chat room, and I never got a response. I'll ask again. Why don't we all just invest in being an insurance company and come up with a get better deal and put him out of business anyway? Basically, it is if you can't get your own insurance, correct me if I'm wrong, from a independent company, you have to take this insurance, correct?
Well, not necessarily.
But he's right, Ron, because my medical insurance right now for Florida Blue is I'm paying $317 a month, which is pretty reasonable. It's cheaper than what they're offering right now, okay? And my medical insurance is going to expire in July, and according to Florida Blue, I'm going to have to – that's going to cancel, and I'm going to have to sign up for Obamacare. So the government stole my health care, my cheap.
Well, but what he's saying is if you can't get health care independently on your own, then, you do have to sign up. It's just going to be – that's the way it is. The deadline to sign up is December 15th. Now, you look at all the trouble these people are having –
There is a way to start your own insurance company. I worked at a place and we had a trust fund, and the trust fund was the insurance for the union, for the members in the union, and you could do that on your own, but you would have to put up a chunk of money up front, quite a bit, to start a trust fund.
Well,
like
and you have to understand that whatever your insurance coverage is, it has to meet government standards. The guys that I work with, I don't have the same health care plan that all those guys do. I'm on a different plan through my wife's work. But they just got a letter today from Humana. They had just changed insurance companies a couple of years ago because of the prices. And Humana said, well, basically the plan that they're on right now, which carries a $4,000 deductible, it doesn't meet the government's requirements. And because they entered into the plan after 2010, it's not grandfathered in. So they're putting together a new plan, and they'll get in touch with them once they figure out what the plan is and how much it's going to cost them. But you know that it's not going to go down, boys and girls. It's going to go up.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a sliding scale. It's a sliding scale. It's based on how much money you earn. You know, if you're over $100,000, if you're a married couple and together you make over $100,000 a year, you might as well just pull your britches down and bend over and grab your ankles because you're going to take it. Let me tell you.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, if you're making $25,000 a year, you're probably going to be okay. So this is just another way of...
Here you're going to be paying, $25,000 a year, you're paying $2,500. If you're the other people, $100,000 a year, you're paying right at $50,000.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Tell me about it. But what you may see, unless Obama gives another reprieve, is you might well see that people don't make the deadline to sign up and they right off the bat are hit with a penalty the first year.
What is that? 500?
No, it is 1%. It's 1% of your gross income times 3.
Times 3?
Times 3. Yeah, they said $95. Wow. So $95 is in there also. But it's $95 or
3%
of your gross income, basically, whichever is higher.
And looking at the taxes naturally.
That's the lowest level is $95 and 1%. Then the next level up is the 3%, and then the higher level is 5%.
Okay, but that's going to be what you're talking about there. The 1%, 3%, and 5% is phased in over several years. The first year, there was a lady on one of the programs the other day. She's a CPA. And she said, let me tell you how this works. She had to know because she's going to be doing tax returns. It starts out at 1% regardless of your income. It's 1% times 3 dependents.
That's like $1,500.
Whether you have 3 dependents or not does not matter.
So
there's
triple dipping.
So in essence, what they're telling you is it's 3% of your gross income.
I don't wear dependents right now.
Now, when it goes up to 5%, that's going to be 5 times 3.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's 15% in my math book, at least.
If you were Italian and did something like this, they'd arrest your ass for racketeering and stuff.
Oh, absolutely. As well they should.
You know what I want the government to tell me, Ron? I want them to tell me what do I owe, call it a day, and then I'll just be, let's just leave me the goddamn alone. Excuse me, man.
Well, they're not going to do that, Robert.
They're not going to do that, buddy. They're not going to do that. They're going to keep hounding down our throats. They're going to keep pushing their ways, and all we can do is, like Bill says, we can hold ground until God comes back.
God. Now, you know, somebody in my situation, I mean, you're talking about a pretty doggone substantial amount of penalty if I don't get what they want me to have.
Yes.
Well, so in other words, Ron, if I tell them I'm a stroke victim, they're going to say, well, you need to be on disability. I might as well just go on disability and pay for my health care. Ah.
I like that.
Welcome, caller.
And then they're going to put some kind of prescription pill that their buddies are profiting of. How many diseases and stuff do you think they've invented in the last 100 years?
Oh, wow.
Just cause they, so they could sell you a pill.
Hello?
Think about that.
I'm here. It's Linda.
Hi, Linda.
You this time.
Hello, Linda.
You didn't want to call some other bad girl, did you?
I didn't want to say it again.
I was pretty sure of it.
God.
How are you doing, Nari?
This is crazy. This whole thing sucks, you know? It just sucks.
You know, the point that I think Ron was talking about, January, the people are going to be hit with this fine or tax or whatever the heck it's called. I saw something or heard something earlier today from Rhino Rubio. I think it was on Facebook. His little panties were all in a wad because he's worried about the website that doesn't work, and now they're going to fine all these people or whatever they're doing who can't even get to the exchanges. And so he's trying to put legislation through. You know, I mean, the whole thing,
Linda, did you hear about the people that were getting into the exchanges and were getting registered as sex offenders?
They were getting who?
Oh.
They're getting registered as sex offenders.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. No, this whole thing is, and I do believe it was on purpose.
Well, you know, that might be because they opted out, so they're refusing to put out to the government. So
that's what it is. I agree.
Oh, my Lord.
Government. All we didn't take it like a man.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Yeah, it's just the whole thing. I did listen to the archives, and it was really amazing because thinking about what's to come, and when you talk about Justice Roberts deeming it a tax, and that was the whole idea, because if they threw out this evil bill, they would have to throw out the other ones that had preceded, such as Medicare and Social Security.
Social Security, you betcha.
So this is, and see, these guys, when you look at these clowns, there's a lot of people like the Graysons and the McShames and stuff, and, you know, the Graham crackers. These people, some of those are absolute abject idiots, like they should be in the category of Pelosi and Reid and put into a rubber room. But the ones who are doing, that are manipulating all this stuff, oh, no, like the Supreme Court justices and the Sebeliuses and the rest of these guys and the IRS and the, you know, Obama himself and whoever, those guys, they know exactly what they're doing. Oh,
well,
yeah.
And you got to understand, and I think what gets lost on a lot of people, and I mean, why they ruled it was a tax, because it is, and, you know, Sandy put in the chat, if Obama would set his ego aside for a minute, he would have capitulated and gave an extension. There was no way in the hubs of Hades that he was going to give an extension, because there would be no funding, and they're worried about the next election cycle, and this might go away. But the bigger picture here.
Not going to go away that fast.
Let's take a look, honestly, at what Social Security is, okay? And what Social Security is you send your money to the government, and then the government uses that money in whatever manner they want to use it. So you're not allowed to invest that money yourself for your retirement.
Right.
They invest it for you, presumably, right?
Yeah,
but
right.
We already know that if we read Helfrich v. Davis, none of that money goes into the Social Security Trust Fund. The only money that goes
invested
into the Trust Fund is what Congress appropriates.
Right. That's the whole problem.
That was the way it was set up from the inception of it, okay? And what the court ruled, just plain and simple, is that regardless of the title of the act, this is a tax. It is a revenue-generating tax for the federal government. And Obamacare is not one stitch difference. It
right.
does not matter what they say you're
it is.
Getting, what benefit you're supposedly imbued with by coughing up this money, just a damn tax, which is why they were not
wild how
to play
none of these
individual mandates
actually pay the any debt.
Well, and here's the thing. Social Security does not provide you with retirement income any more than Obamacare provides you with medical care.
Right.
Okay? Oh. Insurance companies don't provide health care. Doctors and practitioners do. Insurance companies are in business to make a profit.
They're the middleman.
Now, what do you think government? What do you think government does with a lot of this money that comes in? Now,
put it in the pockets.
Yeah, they spend it, but you know, let's go back to what I posted about the Postal Service defaulting on a payment to an investment plan. Okay, when you hear about all these government pension funds. What I don't think people are making the connection is that those are huge. When you hear about hedge funds and hedge fund managers, that's government money. That's your tax dollars being placed into a money manager's hands to invest that money in the market to get the government a return on their investment so that they can pay out dividends down the road for retirees. That's
just
what
imagine.
Drives your stock market. You've
just
got
imagine
collectively, you've got collectively, if you take federal, state, local, and municipal governments all together and look at their investment portfolio as a whole, what you would find is that 85% of all the stocks traded on the stock market belong to that one group, government.
Yeah.
Now, that's done through all kinds of various money managing funds, but it's over $60 trillion.
Good God.
So you see, when they talk about the government has a deficit, when the government has a deficit, when it has a debt because it's having to borrow money, it's not because the government is actually literally broke. It's because they have all their much of your money tied up in investments to benefit themselves.
God.
Yeah, but what I don't understand is supposedly, you know, with the duration of the debt ceiling, what's the figure that I heard? I mean, each month the government brings in $230 million a month of revenue?
No, trillion.
$230 billion a month. Well, that's their $330 billion is what they're bringing in monthly right now.
Well, that's what I don't understand.
$338 million. Yeah.
I don't get it. That's what I don't get, Ron. If the revenue's coming in, they have to keep on. Why?
Okay, but here lies part of the problem. Okay. They use what's called actuarial accounting when they look at these investment funds for retirement, and they have all kinds of different investment funds. That's why if you go look at their comprehensive annual financial reports, I talked about the city of Detroit. The city of Detroit is not broke. They have multiple billions of dollars in investment funds. The thing is, they don't count that on the budget, and by law, they structure it so that they cannot take a single penny out of there that isn't going to pay someone's retirement pension check, period. So they say, okay, well, we've got this much money in there, and we're earning X amount of return, and they extrapolate it out, and they factor in government growth and cost of living increases and everything, and they'll go out 20 years, and they'll say, well, currently, what's in the account today is not enough to cover the next 20 years, so we're broke.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
And that's what they do. So this money... Much of this money, much of the revenue that comes in the front door at the government gets diverted into funding these retirement funds to keep them in the black, and it's a sleight of hand, if you ask me, in accounting. We look at the sum total of the account today, this year, and if it's not sufficient to cover a 10-year projection, then we've got to shore up that account. We've got to we've got to detour more revenue into that account. So
basically, we're broke.
So Ron,
I got a heavy
question for you, Ron.
Yes, sir.
How high do you think the debt will be? The current, what they call the on the debt clock, the $17 trillion plus debt. How high do you think this debt would actually be if it was projected out 10 years and we could see it?
Well, I can tell you what it's projected. I can tell you what it's projected for by 2016, and that's $23 trillion.
Right, but I'm wondering if we went past that, how much is paying for stuff that's been kicked down the road that's not counted at the moment?
Well,
but, yeah.
they don't count it, and there's all kinds of different numbers, but I think the factual number that I've seen is $220 trillion in unfunded liabilities going forward, you know, 10, 20 years.
God.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if only they treated Social Security the way they treat their own retirement, right? And they actually put money in there and invested it, and they did actuarial accounting on it rather than just printing up treasury notes and putting them in there and saying it's funded. That's truly the difference. And you see, because those are debt obligations of the United States government to pay all these retirees, that can't be challenged.
Imagine if all that money that we've paid into Social Security went to invest in gold.
See, imagine a scenario. let's imagine a scenario for a moment that, let's say tomorrow, the government comes out and they say, well, we're broke, we can't meet our obligations, and the government's going to shut down, and you guys are on your own. Well, all those investment accounts would remain. And those are obligations to government retirees and all the members of Congress, and they would continue getting their payments as if nothing ever happened.
Right.
Of course.
Because the last thing in the world they're going to do is cut that money. And, of course, we see what do we hear them talking about in Detroit, which is just a little microcosm of the federal system. They're talking about pensioners taking a haircut, meaning we'll cut your pension in half, and that will get us to another, you know, 5 years out beyond the 10 years that we're looking at currently.
What a crock.
But that's assuming a hell of a lot. You know, the number of people working for the city of Detroit has diminished tremendously. So you have to imagine that the cost, the payout, is dwindling as well. And those workers aren't going to – not all of those workers are going to be drawing their pension 10 years from now, because some of them are going to die between now and then. Some of them are going to die this year, okay? Some of them are going to die this month. I mean, that's a horrible way to look at it, but you have to be pragmatic about those kind of things. They don't factor that in. They're looking at the current outlay – and then extrapolate it out 10 years and say, this is how much money we got to have. Plus, you know, we factor in the inflation cost, and it's dishonest at best.
Yeah, well, this is what you get, Ron, when you have unconstitutional stuff to begin with, the dishonest monetary system where people like Bernanke don't think gold is money, and then you also have these central economic planners, you know, like Keynes type stuff and whomever else, and all this corporate fascism. This is what the result is. You have no freedom.
I'm telling you right now, the stars are lining up faster and faster every day. And
yes,
so I talked yesterday about the China deal, and China is openly pushing now, and they've signed deals in London. They've signed deals with the EU. They've got deals with all the BRICS nations. And now today, this article comes out that the Saudi spy chief says that they're pissed. There's a picture of Saudi Prince Bandar bin Sultan shaking Vlad's hand, Vladimir Putin.
Vlad. Mm-hmm.
And says Saudi Arabia's intelligence chief has said the kingdom will make a, quote, major shift in relations with the United States in protest at its perceived inaction over the Syria war and its overtures to Iran. So because they now the story is, well, because we're talking to Iran and because we didn't go in and bomb the crap out of Syria, they're going to shift. And guess who they're siding with? Well, you see it right there, the BRICS nations. Ladies and gentlemen, if that occurs, if Saudi Arabia backs off of their petrodollar deal, it is the end.
Yeah.
You can forget about your dollar.
Yeah.
Oh my Lord.
I think you're going to see with that. There's many reasons that it's not just that where you're talking about, but there's other areas too where the dollar is being attacked on the national global levels, they're wanting to replace it.
Well,
and when
sure.
that happens,
and that, look,
that's what I'm talking about when I tell people you're looking at 5 years at the most, and you're going to be using a wheelbarrow to buy a gallon of milk.
Well, and you see, you got to understand the thing is that this isn't something new. A lot of people have, especially since 1971, when Nixon violated Bretton Woods, there are a lot of countries out there around the globe that were pissed off at the United States, and they resent us because of that. And
right.
they are saddled with our debt because
we're sending
so much of our dollars outside of the U.S. Remember, I told you a while back, over 60% of all cash currency, U.S. currency, paper dollar bills, exist outside the United States. 60%.
Right.
Okay?
So
and
now,
that is exporting our inflation costs to
yeah.
these other countries. And they're forced
there's a big chunk of American dollars in Mexico.
Yes.
Every Mexican cartel in Mexico has a stash room stacked full of American dollars.
Yeah, and what do you think it does to their standard of living? Already the exchange rate is jacked, and then our dollar loses purchasing power. It just puts more strain on them. We're exporting our inflation
to other countries. He won't be able to afford his hippo farm and all that other stuff. Did you ever see that one in the Mexican cartel? He had hippos and everything else.
Well, now you've got a situation where over the years, these countries have been, you know, hogtied. There wasn't a doggone thing they could do to unseat the U.S. with our dollar hegemony. Well, now that table is turned. And because of the compact between China, Brazil, India, South
right.
Africa, okay, they're pulling together a cartel, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Japan is in big trouble. And I told you guys over a month ago, Japan is the next big deal. Pay attention, because they're in huge trouble. Now you add to that this latest deal with China and the European Union, and then today the Saudis. Guys, I'm telling you, the Saudis are the final domino.
Yeah.
But Ron, on that,
I consider Ron along the lines of Agenda 21, the destruction of the economy. Check that one off. They've got that done. The destruction of our culture is up and coming, but you can check that. They're going to have that done. The only thing left is to disarm us.
That they won't have done.
Well, what was he talking about today? There was another little school shooting incident somewhere, right?
Nevada.
Yeah.
And so, of course, out we come. We got to have two tougher laws that combat, you know, gun violence. Well,
this kind
you know,
of, well, this kind of corresponds with the coming up vote for the UN's gun treaty at the Senate.
So when the dollar collapses and we have a hyperinflation, if you had a wheelbarrow filled with dollars, would anyone in your neighborhood accept them in trade?
No.
That's what I'm. That's
well,
what
I think probably so. And I
told you. I'm investing in chickens, so when everything collapses, I can sell a dozen eggs for an ounce of gold.
But hey, Ron, going back on the Saudi.
Yep.
One thing bad about that, they were going to bomb the wrong people. They were going to bomb the leaders of Saudi, not the rebels.
Right.
No,
and
no,
the
you,
rebel
mean Syria.
Saudi,
you mean Syria.
Saudi was
Syria, not
yeah.
Saudi.
Yeah,
we should have bombed Saudi Arabia a hell of a long time ago. We wouldn't be in this mess now.
That's
but, you know,
right.
We,
you go
we
back
unfortunately
and look.
Chose the wrong side.
You go back and look.
Yep.
I mean, the Saudis have, it's like Mexico. They have always worked against us.
True.
Look at all the attacks and stuff that were done by Saudis.
The Saudis knew, well, you got to understand something. You go back and I'd suggest a good
Osama bin Laden was a Saudi.
Well, of course. Okay.
Okay.
Go, get, there's a book called The Devil's Game. Get it. Because it goes through the history of our involvement in the Middle East, starting with the British and culminating in, you know, the Red Line Agreement. And you remember, I said I found it very interesting, Obama's use of the word red line in
right.
regards to Syria. Who talks
yeah.
like that? Nobody says, you know, you've crossed, there's a red line and you've crossed it. No. They would say there's a line in the sand. That, of course, is an old adage. But no, he chose the words red line and he chose them intentionally because this does go right to the heart of the original red line agreement, whereby the United States and Britain divided up the Middle East. Iran belonged to the British Crown. We shared Iraq and the United Arab Emirates, Kuwait, which didn't exist at that time yet, and Saudi Arabia belonged to us, the U.S. Saudis,
right.
The Saudi Arabian deal with OPEC and the U.S. dollar is what shored up and gave us the ability to thumb our nose at the Bretton Woods Agreement with the rest of the world. If the Saudis didn't come on board to sell oil exclusively for U.S. dollars, the
mm-hmm.
deal would never have worked, and we would have suffered a setback way back in the 70s, and we wouldn't be talking about this today because things would be completely different. But
right.
now we have built this house of cards, a Tower of
sure.
Babel, to the damn moon,
yeah.
and it's going to come down, and it's going to come down hard. Now,
yeah, it is.
We won't be able to buy imported goods cheaply like we do right now. You know, I know everyone likes to decry Walmart and China, but I've said before, if it were not for China and Walmart,
oh.
the American people would truly understand what inflation really is.
It's about. So
when that
if,
folds up and is no longer available, you're going to be stuck trying to buy domestic products here at home, and we already know
right.
how many of those we produce these
how
days.
How are you going to buy it if the dollar's bad?
Well,
we
you'll,
don't.
Be, you'll be we'll forced to continue using the dollar internally
we
in the U.S. Bernanke's already
yeah,
told
we,
you that.
But
if you listen to Ben Bernanke, he told Ron Paul that straight up.
Well,
he said, well, if there was a currency crisis, you know, and you're talking about primarily Americans that are holding U.S. dollars, he said the only thing that would mean is that, you know, imported products would be more expensive. It was a very flippant answer.
But what do we need to import? We can have it all here.
Absolutely. It could be a completely closed system.
Yes.
But that doesn't mean your standard of living is going to increase. It's going to go the other way.
Yeah,
well, yeah. And there's some out there who won't be able to survive like that.
You're exactly right.
That's where you got to find a contentment inside of you that you're still together, you're still a family. Yeah, you're having to grow your food and hunt your food and fish, whatever, and stuff like this and that. But if you're like our families, that's a natural thing we do together anyway.
Sure. there's another side of that that I don't think people have considered yet. If there's a currency collapse or when there's a currency collapse in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
dollar, we are under treaty obligation through NAFTA to purchase things from other countries. Why do you think we import so much food now? You know, we import food from all over the world. We grow very little of our own anymore. Most of what's grown now is either shipped off to other countries.
There you
go. or it's used for, you know, industrial uses and animal feed, gasoline.
Yep.
So
they were.
Remember that 14th Amendment. We can't renege on our debt obligations, and that's by treaty, the NAFTA and the GATT and these other free trade agreements. That's going to present a problem. So those cheap imports that we've been enjoying, if the value of the dollar tanks, guess what? We're still going to have to import products, and we're going to have to pay a hell of a price for it.
But how are you going to pay if the dollar's bad?
Well, you're going to have to find some way, aren't you? And, you know, you may have to discount the dollar by 500%.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Well,
that's the hyperinflation that these guys
talk about. That's your Weimar.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
We can sell oil.
Well, we you know, don't forget we've still got a gold reserve.
The one in Hawaii?
But we do have one product. We do have one product that we can export, and we do export. And that's crude oil.
Ron?
Yeah.
Doesn't Mexico have our gold? Mexico have the gold?
No, where was it? It's got 170,000.
Mexico, wasn't it?
No.
Where was
it? She said Hawaii, and I'm telling you right now, she's full of crap. There's not 170,000 tons of gold anywhere.
I was going to say, there ain't no way it's that much.
No. The calculations based on the Gold Council, which is an independent deal from the government, and they've been the ones that have been fussing about government manipulation of gold prices in the market.
Mm-hmm.
According to them, the calculations, the best they can come up with is since the dawn of man until right now today, there exists above ground mined about 160,000 tons of gold total.
Right.
So for her to say there's 170,000 tons in some vault in Hawaii, she's saying that, you know, according to her, there's more gold on deposit in Hawaii than has ever been mined in the history of man. And that's not even reasonable.
So when remember when people, and I know we've talked about this before, when you want to convert the dollars that are only worth like 50 cents now and will be worth zero someday, if you were going to convert into silver, the rule of thumb was 20% of your total asset.
Right.
A lot of people are going into 50% now because
I don't blame them. I don't blame them at all.
Yeah, because otherwise, you know, man, and then invest in other like what Bill's doing. My God, raise chickens because that food's going to be worth a hell of a lot more than any pieces of anything you got laying around.
Well, absolutely.
Around here, we have access to not only chickens, but there's turkeys, there's people, tame rabbits are being raised, and there's people are raising cows and stuff, you know, on their own and stuff now, and hogs and stuff. Know what's coming. What's coming.
We're going to keep them hogs around.
Well, no, I like a good ham hock every once
in
a while.
That's
what I'm talking about. We're going to keep them.
Getting rid of our pigs.
Bacon in the ham steaks. Yep, there you go.
He's saying that, and I just made a pork roast with potatoes and carrots and onions.
Yeah, but watch it. We'll offend somebody.
I don't care about it.
Right. They can be offended. But,
that's right.
What about when they offend me? A huge shock. To a lot of people in this country, because you look at the United States, and you know we've had it pretty damn good, you know you're forced to give up a bunch of your earnings to the government, and they run all these programs, but even our poor are overweight, and you know they've got cars screen TVs and cell phones.
Not for long.
That's going to go away, boys and girls.
Yeah.
I mean,
you're
going to see a return to something that's going to be a lot closer to the late 1950s than what we currently enjoy. People aren't going to be driving.
Right.
You know, I sit and look at my business where I'm at, and I get, you know, every day I get figures from all 10 of our stores combined,
mm-hmm.
and I look at them and I see the writing on the walls. I'm sitting there today, and the store manager that's there with me, I don't know how much longer I'll have a job, because there's no way that the lady that owns the company can continue to dip into her savings account just
mm-hmm.
to keep all of us afloat. I mean, it's a noble gesture that she's doing so.
Wow.
But, I mean, I know what it takes to run a 10-bay shop, and you need more than 8 or 9 customers a day.
Wow.
Yep. And you're going to see a lot of that because people's going to start watching the money they do have because things are going to get tough.
They
so,
are.
You know, life ain't
are.
Easy. Nothing comes
they're,
free.
They're not fixing their cars unless it's broke. And then, you know, I've got a Chinese tie rod in that sells for $12. A good quality, you know, U.S.-built Moog that's got a lifetime warranty is $100. What do you think they want to buy?
Oh, my God.
Chinese, absolutely.
Yep, they're going to buy the cheap stuff, and then
my dream vehicle, Ron, is a Ford Pantera. And
the problem we've got now, I work for Goodyear. I mean, we're a independent Goodyear, but Goodyear Corporate just doubled the warranty that we offer.
Oh my God!
So you're giving me cheap, crappy Chinese parts, and I've got to warranty them twice as long as I did
really
good stuff.
Jeez. Wow.
And I know they're junk. I mean, I put a hub bearing on a Chevrolet truck, and yeah, they're $130 compared to an AC Delco, a GM part that's $300. But in 2 months, I got to put another one on it because the damn thing's falling apart.
Yep.
And I got to warranty it for 2 years.
Oh my God.
Wow.
That's crazy. That is crazy.
And, you know, every time I've got to pull a car back in the shop and do a job under warranty, I'm losing money.
Wow.
Yep. Oh, for the days when things were built to last instead of built to last only a short time so you'd have to buy another one.
Well, and, you know, we've painted ourselves into this corner. That's what I talk
yep.
about with the cheap Chinese products. If it weren't for those cheap Chinese products, we would be feeling the pinch. It's only because we have the ability to buy a $9 tie rod end or a $100 bearing instead of a $300 or $400 bearing or a $100 tie rod end that people are even still getting by, many of them. When that's gone,
mm-hmm.
man, we're in trouble because then the $100 tie rod end is going to be
$200. Yeah. God.
And the $300 bearing is going to be $600. Because the company's only going to sell, you know, they're going to sell a lot fewer of them. They're going to have to up their price to cover the cost.
That's,
I mean, it's
supply and demand. Yep.
It's terrible.
Well, Agenda 21 is going to put an end to the owning private automobiles anyway.
Well, I think that I don't even know what's going to happen with A21. We have to keep fighting it.
Well, look what's happening with they're coming after all the water, the rights to all the water.
I know.
Healthcare bill was another big chunk of control.
I know. It's evil.
Jab. And then there's the TPP project thing that they're on. If you look at that,
oh,
my God.
That's even worse.
Yeah. And then you look at Common Core. You know, what is an Agenda 21? They are
that's
bombarding.
That's pretty much it.
They're bombarding us with it.
But if this thing, not if, but when the dollar goes away and crashes, people are not going to be, they're going to be more concerned about feeding their families and themselves and keeping
exactly.
a roof over their heads. And
exactly.
any more intrusions, believe me, I think there will be a revolution. I mean, seriously.
Those of us that live in areas that are still family-oriented, you know, family, friends, neighbors, you look after each other and that kind of stuff, those are the ones that have survived. If you got these people that live in
right.
these cities and have piled up and on top of generation after generation, they have
right.
no concept.
Nope.
No, they don't.
And I'll tell you, it's going to
happen. Besides Steve.
If you've ever seen that TV series on Sundays, The Walking Dead, I'm telling you.
I haven't seen that
I see these people every day, and they're a bunch of damn zombies.
Yep.
They just walk around.
I know what you're talking about, Ron.
They don't have a clue.
I feel like they're going to be like Woody Harrelson looking for a damn Twinkie.
Yeah.
It's sick. I know. Oh, it's not going to be pleasant, guys. Well, you know what, boys?
No.
I'm going to let you wrap it up, and thanks for taking my call. It was great. We got a lot of stuff talked about.
God
see you tomorrow
you,
on my show. God bless.
But what we will see happen is we will see people pulling together. We will see people trying to gather and build new communities and stuff, and they'll have to be defensive at the same time because it's going to be that kind of chaotic. And they're going to be trying to sweep through areas with, like, Nazi patrols trying to sweep out people, dissidents and this and that. And if you haven't noticed, they're naming us. I can guarantee you, every one of us, if you're affiliated with the Tea Party, your name is somewhere, brother or sister. Your name is somewhere. We stood up against the establishment of both parties, and they both are, they would just soon do away with us as have us exist.
Because we tell the truth.
We seek
absolutely
the truth.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, we don't want to be slaves and just lay down and take it.
No.
It's not going to be pretty.
But when you figure out that they're stealing from you, that they're trying to take control of everything about your life, and where pretty much that you might as well be on, you're going to be on camera 24 hours a day everywhere you go.
They're slaves.
Yeah, you know, they're going to just... As you start standing up and saying, no, I'm not going to sit still for that, then all of a sudden you become some kind of somebody who's now you have a target on your back from both political points because
absolutely
both of them.
I mean, what do you have to hide?
And both been working towards this, Ron.
Yeah.
We know that. Ron Paul exposed it. It was exposed by others. I have made so many times. I like to send people to watch that video, Agenda 21 for Dummies, because on there you see two Republicans and two Democrats working for Agenda 21.
Yep. And, you know, I just think it's so pathetic that we had someone out there running for president two terms in a row telling the people the truth. And what did we get? Barry Santoro.
Well, a prophet's not welcome in his own country, Ron.
That's for darn sure. I bet there's a lot of Republicans out there. Of course, I talk to them every day that still say, ah, that guy's nuts. You know, I love his fiscal policy, but foreign policy is crazy. No, he's not. And, you know, the longer this goes on, the more you're going to realize that. And they'll figure it out too late, unfortunately. But now you know, the whole Saudi deal. Now you know why John McCain and Lindsey Graham, the war hawks, were always pushing, right? Because that's what Saudi wants. That's what Saudi Arabia wants.
Well, what was the first thing Obama did when he went overseas, Ron?
Kissed their ass.
He bowed to the
king over there.
Yeah, he bowed to the Saudi kings.
Yep.
The president does not bow.
No. You may show your respects, but you don't bow.
Muslim's got to bow to the royalty of the Muslim family.
Oh, yeah. You're right. You hit that right on the head.
That was kind of a sign. That and the next speech he made, he had all the Christian symbols covered up.
Yep. But, you know, there's still folks out there that say, oh, that's just stupid. That's, you know, just a bunch of damn racists. Hey, I call it like I see it. I don't care what color the guy is. You know, when you're giving interviews and you were raised Muslim and you're telling people that the Muslim call to prayer is the most beautiful sound in the world and, you know, you're bowing to the Saudi king. And
when you're trying to play off being Christian.
When it walks like a duck and talks like a duck, it's a duck, you know?
It's a duck.
And you sat in a church for 20 years and didn't hear what the preacher was saying?
Yeah, the former Muslim preacher.
Yeah, you know, there's just too many things. He's catered to him. Nobody pays attention. We're too busy focused on what we call the illegal aliens and not realizing that there's another group coming in here at the same time, asylums, the asylum people, and the amounts there.
We're paying to import them, for God's sake.
Yeah.
And look at Detroit.
Yeah.
It's covered up with them.
Yeah, exactly.
And Obama once more.
Absolutely. Bring them all. Come on.
And exactly, you're letting it come in from south of the border and flood the nation working against the culture because they're not assimilating. Then you got them coming here from being the asylum people that he keeps bringing here, which will be just about the same amount as the number of illegals that they claim, or more. And
now, I learned something. I learned something today about Muslims that I did not know.
Okay.
And I saw the article that over in England the taxpayers are furious because there was a family, a mother and father, whose daughter is disabled. She's basically not able to make decisions on her own. She's incapacitated. She's 30. They sued, the mother and father sued, for the right to shave her pubic hair.
Mm-hmm.
Evidently, this is some kind of Muslim tradition.
Wow.
And after they got to the point where it's cost the taxpayers in England £350,000 in legal fees, they said, oh, well, the local imam said that there is a there's a waiver if the person is, you know, disabled. And they said, oh, okay. So they dropped it and walked away.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm sorry, but that's just really taking
dumb.
It to the – yeah.
Too extreme.
Yeah. Too much extremes in it.
One thing my girls knew growing up, any kind of women personal things, you keep to yourselves.
Yeah.
Leave
yeah,
dad
just,
out.
But who
just
knew?
Just
who knew that all those girls running around in those burkas were, well, never mind.
I'll never be able to
look at them the same, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
You guys have a good night.
You too,
good night, Ron. God bless.
God bless. Oh, we like to leave with a little song, so let's say good night. Peace
good
and
night,
love, everybody.
America.
Let's stand together and people, if it starts getting bad, let's get together somewhere and take over and build our own little place.
Amen, brother.
Love y'all.
Love y'all. Good night. And we're going to leave you with this.
Well, here I am in the wind again, floating where it takes me, laughing and splashing in the summer sun, until the alarm clock wakes me. Then it's coffee and a kiss and two cigarettes, and I'm back out in the cold, cold weather, chasing my dream, but I just can't seem to rub two coins together.
Sing it.
Life ain't easy.
That devil said it for me.
Life ain't easy.
Forever said it's your day.
Life ain't easy. And nothing comes free. Free, free, free. Life ain't easy.
Tell me all about it.
Life ain't easy.
No, 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 no.
Life ain't easy. And nothing comes free. The way my mind keeps drifting, and the Lord don't always lend a hand when my poor heart needs lifting. Is home and kids really all there is, or is there something better? And how much soul must the poor man sell to rub two coins together? Life ain't easy, and nothing comes free. Free, 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 free. Life ain't easy.
Can you hear me?
Life ain't easy.
Tell me all about it.
Good show.
Yep, that's what everybody's saying. Good show, great tunes. They love the